Hello, fellow narrow path walkers. I had to practice that. Before I get started, I just wanted to quote something that I read today. The devil is not fighting religion. He's far too smart for that. He's producing a counterfeit Christianity. So much like the real one, the good Christians are afraid to speak out against it. False prophets, and I added this, false prophets, false teaching, mysticism, the higher self, aligning yourself, going to elevation, all these different terms, mysticism and the New Apostolic Reformation is spreading its infection everywhere. And we have to be aware what this is, because they use the name of Jesus, they use scriptures, but they twist it. And a lot of people that have went this way, they go this way and the signs and wonders and all that, and then after a while, they deconstruct Christianity. They don't want to have anything to do with it. So it's ultimately there to kill, steal, and destroy, like the false teachers do. And now a lot of these different kinds of religions are merging together, and we see that it's infecting like a poison, and we're living in the last days of deception. And so I just pray that our eyes would be opened, that we'd not be deceived by anything that sounds good, because we know the enemy comes as an angel of light, and he comes as good. He comes as the light. So, Father, we thank you that we can see through the propaganda, we can see through the false doctrines, we can see through all their false visions and all their false promises, fake Christianity. Father, I pray for the remnant of your people to really see what's going on in this world, inside the church, but also outside of the church, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to share a couple cute little letters. This one's from the mother of the daughter in Australia, and I thought that was cute. We heard from the daughter last week, and then the mother wrote this week, and I'm just going to share parts of it. We were once caught up with the Assembly of God here in Australia, and so glad the Lord moved us out. I guess you've heard of the false preaching with the megachurch Hillsong over here and the ex-pastor and the thing she says, how the roots are rotten to the core. We read the word listen to sound, I think we now listen, we read the word, comma, listen to sound teaching now. When we hear anything that doesn't line up with the Bible, we reject. When we were at these churches, like you taught, what they said was from God. They kept telling us, find your ministry. I spent so long trying to find out what was my ministry until I realized it was to be a mother and look after my family and help my neighbors. The pressure was nuts for a long time, and I thought I was failing God. And then she goes on about some things, and they kept telling her that the reason she had what she had was she had unforgiveness in her life. They were teaching us all to be more frightened of Satan and his demons than trusting the Lord. My prayer is to never bow the knee to false gods or listen to false teachers. We are praying for you and your husband and family. We realize how tired you must get. You have no idea how tired I get. It's like I have to expose this evil, and to expose it, I have to go into these places. And I used to just preach on all these nice things, like how to face rejection, get over reject, dealing with grief. And now I have to expose error. But this is what we're called to do, because I don't want anyone's blood on my hands. And we have to speak truth while we can. And I know there's a day of censorship. It's already happening to a lot of the people. Yeah. People used to listen to are gone. And from what I hear, they're censoring more in the future. Because there's another wave planned. I'm sure you guys have heard about it. So we've got to really make sure that we're strong, keep your body strong, keep up to what's really going on, not to the propaganda that's about to enter in the next 6 to 8 weeks. We realize how tired you must get and the difficulty you would face week after week. And I say amen to that. So know that there are many of us out here who are being helped and blessed by knowing and listening to you. From Australia. It's a little longer I could go into, but it's very sweet. And then I want to share just a card that I got from one of my friends in California. Thanks for always preaching the truth, even when it's not popular. I spell popular, populier. Because the wide road always says popular. It's very pop. It seems popular, yes. Okay, open your Bibles to Matthew. We're going to continue here because there's a warning that Jesus talked about, and it's not something that people are really aware of, and we need to be aware of what he told us to be aware of, and that is the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And most people don't know what the leaven of Herod is, and we're in the middle of it right now. So here in Matthew 23, we're not going to go through all this, but verse 13, it says, "But woe unto you, scribes and your Pharisees." Now here he's talking about the leaven of the Pharisees. So what are they? They're hypocrites. "For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." And he goes, whole thing about all the things that they do. They want the uppermost seats. And then in verse 27 and 28, "Woe unto you, scribes and you Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto the whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are inward full of dead men's bones and of all the uncleanliness. Even so ye are also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." And then he goes on and he says, "They're like serpents," in verse 33, "you generation of vipers." Wow. He likens unto them as serpents because that's who they worship. Many of them are serpent people. Yeah, that's a long story. But they love that symbol. So here we see the Pharisees, they formed the largest and most influential political party in the New Testament times. They controlled the synagogues with rituals and heavy burdens, and they've never stopped. And now they're going into, and they have been going into for quite some time, the mega churches. And you have to be careful because if you don't know what the Bible says, you're going to be roped in by their nefarious teachings, which tell you all the things you can have, and you won't be prepared for the agendas that I've been talking about. Because I don't care if it's the right or the left, the thing you have to watch on is the agendas I've been telling you about. Because they agree on these agendas. And the sustainable development thing is, guess what's not sustainable? You. People. And they think there's too many people on the earth. So we have to be aware of the dangerous times that we're living in and not be afraid. We aren't to be afraid, but we are to be aware. And they control the synagogues with rituals and heavy burdens, but Jesus exposed them. And that's called the leaven of the Pharisees. And in 2 Timothy 4, 3 through 4, people will not endure sound doctrine. We're in the day where people don't care what the doctrine is. They want revelations. They want to hear and put their minister on a pedestal and worship him. You can't touch my favorite preacher. Have itching ears and gather under false teachers and turn from the truth and go after myths and fables. And this is what we're entering into is mysticism. And it's not just a little sect. It's infiltrating. And they're going after signs and wonders and spiritual powers and all these different things. So Satan comes as light, not darkness. Mm-hmm. He comes as good, not evil. He quotes scriptures. And all these scriptures, these people say in Jesus' name, and they use Jesus. And that's why it's so deceiving, because you think, well, they're saying something, but now you see more and more people they're not even quoting the Bible anymore. Sometimes they don't even open the Bible. Sometimes they quote scripture, but they twist it. What's he doing in these false movements? Promoting revival, but it's a false revival. It's a revival of mysticism, and it's a revival of Gnostic teachings. And he's also promoting unity in the church to the point of forget doctrine, forget what the Bible says, and just be united, and don't judge. And the main thing is just walk in love, just walk in love. Well, Jesus exposed, and that is walking in love. So he will promise success, prosperity, scriptural or spiritual. They want spiritual powers. Oh boy, they're big into powers, that they want all these powers to go into these other realms. And that's what we came out of, the New Apostolic Reformation. I came out of it, didn't know I was in it, but it is a trap because you're always working to get in the glory. You're always just, and you can get there. And when you get there, you get a false spirit telling you things. And it's amazing the things you know about people. It's a familiar spirit. And I have to declare it because I was in it. And then prophetic words. Oh, I want a word. I want a word. Are they going to give me a word? And an impartation. And the enemy uses his servants to bring in this leaven, the leaven. The leaven of the Pharisees is in the church. But the leaven of Herod is in our political systems in the world. And we are being attacked on both sides. And we have been for a long time. But things are changing. Now in Mark 8:15, Jesus charged his disciples saying, take heed. What does take heed mean? It means to pay attention. Be on guard. Watch out. Look out. Take heed to what? Beware of the leaven. Now, what is leaven? Leaven is a symbol of corruption and sin. It gradually increases and spreads like false teachers. They come in. They start controlling the Christian programming. All of a sudden, that's all you can find is a false teachers. They're very popular, and they get paid a lot of money. And it's corrupt spiritual leaders they use to infiltrate. And remember, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. So he says to be take heed, be on guard of the leaven of two things, the leaven of the Pharisees, or the corruption of the Pharisees, the hypocriticalness of the Pharisees, and the leaven, or the corruption of Herod. And what is that? It's dishonest and illegal behavior by officials, agencies that corrupt. Let me say that again. Leaven of the of Herod is dishonest and illegal behavior by officials, agencies that corrupt, always signing a new law. Just heard some new laws today that were happening in the UK. Could not believe some of the things that are happening. Who's voting on these things? It's just happening because these agendas are moving forward. The agendas that I've been teaching on. I'm not going to get into that today, but stay with us because it's very important that you know what these agendas are, because then you can see through their buzzwords of what they're doing in our cities, what they're doing to our nation and to our world right now. And these agendas were 2030, now they've moved them to 2025. So we see things are really speeding up. But we're not to be afraid, but we are to be aware. So we're seeing the leaven of Herod playing out as political parties compete for power. We are now in a circus show. And last night I heard a speech, and boy, if I didn't know what I knew and the facts that I know, it's very, wow, this person is going to fix everything. But little do you know, they're also the ones that are bringing in the new smart cities. Watch out for the language, because you're going to find out that these agendas are what's moving forward. Exactly. So the leaven of Herod is used to push agendas like warp speed, a new law, a new law here, a new law there. Fear, guilt, everything must be green. In political terms, green means fascist or oppressive, dictatorial control. Oh, it sounds so good. Everything sounds so good. This connects to that, and this, it's the Internet of Things. It's more technology, and it's more control. It's more about coming against your privacy and our freedoms. Sustainable means oppression, suppression, and lack of freedom. Yeah. The word smart, as applied to meters and cities, is often applied to anything that removes your privacy and gives your rights away. People have no idea what's coming if you don't understand the agendas and the agenda's plan. Because this also involves the Pharisees and Herod, the same spirits that were operating there are operating today. An example in the Bible was Absalom. He illustrates the political spirit. He used his charisma and deception to turn the nation of Israel against King David so he could seize the throne. Absalom had a political agenda. What are these agendas of these people? So in 2 Samuel 18, Absalom is revealed as in his lifetime had taken and set up a pillar for himself. Watch how people boast about themselves. Watch the pride. Watch the arrogance, which is in the king's valley. For he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. He called the pillar after his own name. And to this day, it is still called Absalom's Monument. He built a monument to himself. I could say a lot of things that are being built by people right now. But to promote his greatness, self-worship. So the political spirit's looking for power and position. Its strategy is divide and conquer. In the last few years, Christianity has been so divided, hasn't it? This person wants this one, and then if you don't like that one, we don't have nothing to do with you. That is not Christianity. We aren't to focus just on that stuff. We're supposed to focus on the Lord and being a light to this world, leading people one-on-one to the Lord right now, because they're going to need the Lord in this dark hour of deception. And they've always wanted to eliminate those who threaten their power base. This is what happened to John the Baptist. He spoke out against Herod for divorcing his first wife and marrying his brother's wife in Matthew 14 through 11, that whole story there, Herodias. And what did she do? She wanted the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And Herod did it. He did it for political reasons. He did it. He wanted to murder him before, but he was afraid of what the people would say because the people considered him a prophet. So what did he do? He censored him. He put him in jail. And that's what they're talking about in some of the laws that I heard in the UK today. Censorship and jail. Fines and different things if you don't go along with these green things that they want to promote. The person that shared it was just couldn't believe what, it's like, who voted this in and how, where did this come from? And that's what they want. They want to say everything is disinformation. And that's going to be a huge wave of that because as they bring in new things, they don't want truth to come out. They want the agenda, the propaganda, the fear, the control, all the other things that go with it. So we have to be wise in this hour, not fall for fear. Not do the things we did last time. A lot of people did. A couple of my friends just died injured from those things that they took. And I believe this time is going to be worse. And I really believe they're going for our children. Mm-hmm. And we need to know what is going on so we don't fall for the nefarious plans of the enemy. Herod was a political wheeler dealer. And if you know anything about politics, there's a lot of bribery. There's a lot of control. There's a lot of lying. Say what they want people to hear. And then it's hoya, hoya, hoya. Remember the story I've talked about hoya and how they just tell you whatever you want to hear. And then they get into office. And guess what they're going to do? I don't care who it is. They're going to follow these agendas because this is the world new order. It's not something that's conspiracies. It's not some kind of a made-up thing. These are facts. You can look it up on their websites and see that they're moving in this. And they've started heavily in 2020 going into, they want to bring in smart cities and study that on your own. These are not things that you want to be involved in. There's a lot of control there, but they're going to sound so spectacular. So Herod was a political wheeler dealer. And I just want to give a warning to all of us that multitude of Christians have ignored Christ's warning and have swallowed the leaven of the Pharisees and they've swallowed the leaven of Herod inside the church and outside the church. And I want to share something that one of our presidents said. And everyone can find this speech. It's the president and the press. And I have kind of mixed emotions on this. I've shared parts of this before, and I want to share some of this. But he's talking to the media, John F. Kennedy. And this was April 27th, 1961. And he's talking about the First Amendment must yield to the public's need for national security. We started hearing about this right away. And then he goes into why the press shouldn't, you know, be telling everything. But then he does say this part here. He said, we're surrounded, we're opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert, that means subtle means, for expanding its sphere of influence on infiltration instead of invasion. A lot of people think, oh, we're just going to have bullets. We're going to have people come and attack us this way. No, that's from the old wars. They have new weapons now. And he said, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion. Listen to this. Subversion instead of elections. Subversion means an attempt to overthrow and destroy, turning over elections. He talked about this in the 60s. So he said, on infiltration instead of invasion, and subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources, listen to this, into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, you might know it as the military industrial complex, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, now we have all this false science, and political operations are all combined into one. So Herod and Levin, the spirits here, are combined. Do you see that? And this is our warning. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. And he's talking about secret societies here. Its dissenters are silenced and not praised. No expenditure. You can spend whatever they want. Is this what's going on with the debt in our world? No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. So that's part of it. You can grab this whole speech from JFK. It tells a lot of things about the media and stuff like that, but I think it's important us to know that these people tell truth. Yeah. And sometimes they tell truth and we don't believe it. Right. We were watching some movies and we were like, oh, now that we know what we know, we caught stuff that we'd never caught, yeah, because they tell you stuff in their movies. Mm-hmm. And it's really amazing. So through all this, we have to beware in the church. My heart is for the church. I was in some of these movements. I was very close to a lot of its leaders. And it's hard to backtrack and to tell people, because you run into Christians and all they want to talk about is this Alice in Wonderland life. They don't want to deal with reality. They don't want to deal with anything that seems negative. Because Norman Vincent Peale, remember that name and know the people that follow him. They say that he's their pastor because Norman Vincent Peale brought in a lot of this positive thinking, and it was many paths to God. You don't just need Jesus Christ and all this. Study Norman Vincent Peale while you still can, because a lot of this stuff has been brought in to the Christian world through this, and now everything has to be positive. If it's not positive, a positive message that's 20 minutes long, we don't want to hear it. And if you don't have good music that really makes me excited and makes me pumped up and full of energy, I'm not going again. So we've turned our churches into, I don't know what you'd call them. Nightclubs. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. And it's very sad, because where do people go? This is what I hear. Okay, you preach on this, where do we go? Well, I have no answers for you. We have to make our own groups. You have to make your own home churches. Exactly. You have to do what God tells you to do. Don't sit under some of these false teachers. I don't care how big names they are. because they're going to follow these agendas of what they're told to do. Especially, I believe there's coming another lockdown and the churches are going to be a part of it again. And, you know, the ultimate goal is to come against the middle class. So we have to be wise in this. And this isn't fun to preach. This is not, oh, I can't wait to preach this negativity. But it's true. It's true. And when you see things and you hear things, you can see right through it. Because God's given you eyes to see. And he's given you the grace to walk through it. And now we just can't be weary in well-doing because people don't want to hear these messages. And pretty soon they won't be able to hear these messages because they're going to try to close everybody down. And the civil war that is going to happen, it's going to be against the new apostolic reformations and true Christianity. And if you read their books, they talk about a civil war. And who do they want to get rid of? They want to get rid of the Bible believers. They want to promote the visions. They want to promote the prophets. They want to promote the false apostles saying they're real apostles. And they want to come against the Bible, and they do. They twist it, they distort it. They only take a few verses, and then they jump off of that, signs and wonders and all this other stuff. So we're in a war. If you don't know you are. You're in a war to find a good church. And if you have one, be very thankful because they're rare, and people from all over the world that we hear from are hurt by these churches because they're like pyramid schemes. And you can't question any of their doctrines. Let the door hit you on the way out. There's no love, really. They talk about love, but they don't show love. Exactly. And many people that are listening to me have come out of this, and you've been wounded. But I just say, we need you now. We can't just sit and cry about our wounds. We got to get up and stand. Yeah. Our kids need us, our grandchildren. Maybe they're not ready to hear you right now. But I believe there's going to be a time when the door will open, and they're going to start seeing things. And God's prepared us for this time. We're here on this earth for this time in our lives. Yeah. Even though we don't like being here this time, it's supposed to be a glorious time because we're getting to see a lot of things that the prophets, the real prophets, did not see. We're starting to see the destruction of what they want to bring down, and they want to bring in the new, their new order, their new religion. They want to bring it in. So keep your Bible close to you. If someone's preaching, make sure they're preaching truth. Doesn't matter how elegant they speak. Doesn't matter if they speak the truth, hang on to them and support them. Amen? Because the leaven of the Pharisees is really growing fast in these churches. It's really going fast. And I'm so disappointed in Christians that have swallowed all this. And they don't see it. You try to tell them. And they're so hung up on their daily lives. They haven't researched. They haven't studied. They have kids and they don't have time. They have two jobs now. People are really fighting economically and trying to stay ahead of finances. It's a hard time. It's a hard time to see people that we've lost in the last couple years. And we don't know what's going to happen in the next few years. Because we know that they have a plan for many pandemics. It's planned. And they've already ordered many, was it 20 million for this new one coming? How do they know? How do they know? So we could say we know who's behind it, but you know, it's a secret society. It's the synagogue of Satan. It's what we're fighting in the spirit realm. And what do? Stand, having done all to stand. Keep your Bible close to you. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Abide in him, abide in the vine. Don't let anger and stuff like that get you off track, because if you get consumed with being mad at people and cut people off, that's affecting you spiritually. So you're supposed to forgive your enemies. You're supposed to bless them. And how can you do that? Because God will take care of them. It's kind of like, you know, big brother. You had a big brother. Don't worry. My brother's bigger. He's going to come and get you. Jesus is going to deal with these people. And he is coming back. And he's coming back to bring the real justice. He is the God of justice. I'm so glad I'm not. And there's many that are deceived right now that we have to pray that they come out. Yeah. Come out and be separate so you don't partake of their plagues. Right? So, Father, we thank you that we won't grow weary because you're with us. And if, when we are, we have others around us. Or we pray that people would come into our lives of like-mindedness. We need people that are like-minded, that see what's really going on. And we thank you, Father God, even though it seems like we're negative. It seemed like you were negative rebuking those Pharisees. It seemed like you were negative and all these different things. You were telling truth. And sometimes truth is not positive. But we thank you for the balance of all of this in Jesus' name. Everyone said?
Amen. If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.